This is Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo, standing by for a call. Anybody, anywhere.
AV6MB, KJ7EXM. I can get about you, but I need to turn the LO off real quick. Hold on. Alrighty, that keeps me in with good standing of FCC there. Where was I? Well, this is what happens when I don't have enough coffee and I'm slowing down. AV6MB, KJ7EXM, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I kind of got the last of my coffee here. I can feel it kicking in. I had my head starting to clear. So, yeah, here it's overcast. Oh, the sun came out. About 55 degrees up here. Looks like you guys are about 49 degrees over there. And it looks like it's clear out. So back to you, AB6MB.
Yeah, QSL, it'll stay that way for a little bit, and then it'll do its thing and probably cloud up again because I see a big batch of it heading our way. I don't like that one cloud, though. Westbound, it's a little on the dark side. As long as it's green, I'm not going to worry. I'll worry when it's green. It's not green, so we're good. I'm doing okay, staying out of mischief. And, yeah, I have to slow down on the coffee because my readings on the glucometer was not pretty.
Okay. Yeah, keep an eye on that. Yeah, look at the weather radar, and we got some stuff coming towards you, but it's going to be a while. So let's see what happens.
You stopped at and then I didn't hear you. What? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. My thumb slipped off. Certain spot on this push to talk, it seemed to happen. Yeah, right there. Okay, yeah, the squirrels are running around the patio and eating nuts and chasing each other, being squirrels. Watching soccer on TV here and thinking about getting something to eat. That's the excitement here. So it sounds like you're doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah, now I have to think about a solder kit, solder metal, small tools now so I can work on something eventually. So this coming months I might end up being a little on the busy side trying to find all those getting a couple of parts and a shell, and then I'll have to let somebody else figure out the safety factor, what type battery goes with the device I want to build. So I kind of have to think about that, make sure I don't get the wrong kind of battery, but I do want to, I'm going to end up maybe in the next couple of months trying to build something. So we'll see what happens. I just need to get all the parts first. And someone gave me a good idea, so I take her advice. I should be able to be just fine.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, what are you trying to build?
If I play my cards right and listen carefully, I'm going to try to build a node for another mesh core device and see if I can't give this a shot. I'm also going to pay attention to that meeting that's coming up.
Yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to that mesh core meeting. I sure am. It's really cool stuff. Sounds like they took it to another level where it kind of piqued my interest. But, yeah, it'd be great if you build another one. You been having a lot of fun with that?
If it said anything, I took this one with me over there to the Bremerton site for a weekend just to because they wanted me over. So I went over to KJ7RJL's for a little bit the other weekend, and it drove him up the wall. And then he had curiosity after that, asking me, what is the thing that keeps going off? It's on your phone. I said, yeah, it's on the phone, but it's a node talking, not me. So he thought I was doing messenger bubbling, and I said, no, it's a different animal, and it's not that. He was stumped, but he was also curious at the same time. I did get smart and turn the Bluetooth off for a while so it wouldn't drive him up the wall. But the one I want to do now is hopefully will fit a backpack, fit my pocket a little more, and have a longer lasting battery. So I'm up to thinking of fixing up a mesh core device that might work for that purpose and be usable.
That sounds great. Yeah, I didn't know that you could hook Bluetooth up to it and watch it on your phone. Now that is very cool. So what you been seeing on there?
Everything, but because KJ7NUW put it all into the device, or her and Amy, I think, did. I only have a specific bunch of people that I can go in and say hi to, and now we're going to have to work on getting K9JEB in there, so he needs to make another device. I just have those that we're familiar with, so I don't run into any problems on there, so now we just have to figure out how to slow it down on a couple of things so it doesn't go bing, 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 bing all the time. But I'm actually enjoying it. It just drives JR up a wall.
Well, for you, it's the sound of music. For JR, it's not. So, very nice. Yeah, looking forward to the, the educational session and we'll be watching with great interest and see what's up with this core. Oh, man, it sounds interesting. AB6MB.
It sure does. And then I'm going to have to figure out how they flash stuff to this thing, because that has my curiosity, too. But one thing at a time. So I'm just going to take my time and concentrate. It's going to take me a while to put something like that together because I do have an eyesight problem. Luckily, I have this one microscope that can hook up to the computer and I can see some details that way. So that'll help out. I'm just going to take my time with things, plan this out, and see what kind of case I can get or do. Although they said that they can probably 3D print one. But, I need to draw it all up so they can see what I'm up to, and then, Think Tank might get started there.
That sounds great. You're going to have a lot of fun with that. You know, it's nice to build that yourself, too. So, yeah, you're going to be quite the mesh core person here pretty soon.
I'm going to try. I need some sort of hobby that'll keep me out of trouble other than doodling and writing and not getting in trouble with the police trying to give me a ticket for going down the road, so, yeah. It'll give me something to do.
Yeah, it's interesting how the Mestastic is evolving from very simple up to mesh core, and makes you wonder what the next iteration of it will be. But that's good that, it's kind of taken off with, being more useful. So, actually, I watched a video on it, if nothing else.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that'll be entertaining and interesting. I just have to find all the parts I want. And then once I have them all gathered, I'll probably end up dealing with those two when they're not busy and see how I'm going to put this monster together. By the time I get done, it should look good.
Yeah, do you have a name for your Mestastic that you call it?
Well, the one I've currently got, it's got my call sign, so I think that's what it's got. I do believe that is what it's got. So it's handy. But the one I want to build, I don't know what I'll call it yet, but I'll think of something.
Yeah, I could call it the Great Gonard. How's that sound?
The what?
Call it the Great Gonard.
Oh, okay, that's what you said. All right. Oh, by the way, I did figure out what was jamming up the HF radio microphone. I accidentally bumped a little switch on there. I didn't know did what it did, so it's fixed now.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I heard something about that. Oh, good bit of troubleshooting. Yeah. Well, we should know one more thing about your microphone. That's good to know.
Yeah, but my other project now is also getting a desk mic that will work with it, and a couple of people have said that an M70 might work, and it looks like it has the RJ connector on it, but I'm going to get extra parts just to play it safe in case I ever have to learn the hard way how to wire a connector.
Sorry about that. One of my tablets got knocked down, and I had to reach down and grab it. That was pretty cool. I love technology. So anything like that, I just get a kick out of just how I've always been, you know. And I got two grandsons, or three actually, and two are techies, and one is not. A little disappointed in that, but oh well, he'll be the black sheep of the family.
Well, I look at it this way. If this keeps me out of trouble and I have hobbies I can do, then I won't have to worry about getting a ticket for curb cuts that I can't find because someone didn't build them in. So, nothing like running into the meter maid and saying hi.
Hi.
Bye. Yeah, which I did to the last one. She was, like, not happy, but understood why.
Yeah. Man, I think I need some more coffee. Yeah, a little more coffee here to get up and something to eat. Okay, Sean, I'll let you go. I get something to eat and get some coffee. And see if it gets me up to the next level of awareness. Well, thanks for coming back to my call, and I'll talk to you later. And good luck on the Meshtastic. I'll talk to you later. AB6MB.
Alrighty, well, you take it easy there and wake up with that cup of coffee that you want, and I promise you I will stay out of trouble. Trouble, what's that? Anyway, KJ7EXM for ID, and you take care, my friend. KJ7EXM, back to listening.
KD2CMS.
Hello, this is the Delta Oscar 6 Echo Delta. Delta Oscar 6 Echo Delta, can you copy?
This is Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo. AD6MB, I do copy. Go ahead, please.
This is Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Lima Mike testing on PSRG via the Voterscope. I appreciate it. KJ7ALM, thank you.
Good afternoon, WA7TOM, KK7YBK, mobile monitoring.